It is time once again this Wednesday for our parenting moments with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center, and school well underway right now. And kind of like the theme you're talking about, like packing empathy in our kids' backpacks. What are we looking at today?
All right. So we are looking at step two of the Start Empathy program that I discussed last week. And again, for people who want more information about how to teach empathy to children, I encourage you to go to this website, startempathy.org. On their list, they have a ton of materials for teachers, for parents, and for children ministry pastors. Again, I just really encourage you to have a look at the different kinds of things that they have available through that website. And in the particular program that they have available that is about, it's called a toolkit for promoting empathy in schools, step two is engage. So this is the process where we take action. And that what we try to make sure of is that we are teaching kids how to do group play. So empathy begins on the playground or during play dates where imagination is allowed to run free, where kids are learning to solve their own conflicts and enforce their own rules. Now, this is often misinterpreted, Les, that we never provide consultation to our kids when they're trying to solve problems. And that does not bode well for our kids actually learning how to solve problems through the use of empathy. Instead, given our sin nature, what really happens is that somebody, one of the kids will take over and tend to get their own way. So we really need to make sure that we are facilitating and teaching our kids how to do that group play. So for example, when I worked in my daughter's school last year, one of the things that we taught the whole class is that if they saw something that was a mistreatment of another student, is that we gave them one clean, easy statement to say to each other to remind them of what their classroom culture was all about. And so they, I'm just saying, at school ABC, we don't do that because it hurts others. So that's a way that they can quickly stand up for another student and remind them that they don't do that kind of behavior at this school. We also can use storytelling. It's a wonderful way to help children understand that often we have preconceived notions of what other people think or feel. And in fact, we may get it wrong. And so it's really important for us to listen to the point of view of others. And next, we want immersion. So by immersing ourselves in another person's experience, we can learn to look beyond labels, stereotypes, and start to shift perspectives. And ultimately, it's about teaching problem solving. So the act of collaboration builds empathy through shared challenges and victories. So if you and I, Les, had major technology difficulties when we were taping this show and we strategized together and we got to the other side, you and I would feel more connected than if I simply hung up and said, well, forget it, I'm not doing this today. And so again, we want to teach our kids how to see a problem through within a team of other kids, because ultimately that is what helps them feel more connected to each other.
Okay, good stuff. Kimberly, we have to draw to a close today, and you know, people would like to get involved, learn more about your center. What is happening this fall over at the Eckert Center?
All right, well, we are about to commence our Raising a Secure Child, and this is a small group parenting class. We take just three parents or parenting couples, and it's an opportunity for parents to explore how to meet their child's need for security and safety, along with building their skills for exploration and mastery. This is best suited for families who have kids sort of between the ages of 0 to 8. And again, I encourage people to check their extended health care coverage, because it's probably they're able to use it towards the tuition fees for this class. It's such a good program for teaching parents how to be empathetic to their own children and in turn see empathy develop in their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, invest in your relationship with your kids.
Absolutely.
And invest in being good parents. One of the best investments you could possibly ever make. Hey, to get more information, to learn more about Kimberly and their team, go to eckertcenter.com or you can give them a call at, I forgot your phone number.
Oh, 403-230-2959.
All right, Kimberly, thanks so much.
All right, take care.